Sport and the Law on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. For Bryden's Lawyers, let our team of professionals help with your legal matter.
Morning, Lee.
Morning, Greg. Morning, Andrew. Always a pleasure to be with you both.
Yeah, great to have you on. Now, Isaiah Papali'i is coming out with some statements. I've got no doubt that you heard them last night. Let's just have a listen.
Kind of for my manager to look after, and even if I don't stay here or I do go next year, I want to make sure that this year has no regrets. I think it was the coaching action that went on, and when I went and did sign, it was talking to Madge, and he's an awesome coach. I kind of rattled the cage a bit, and I guess you had to have those conversations, and I guess that was a massive factor for me. I reckon somewhere in the off season, because let this distract me at the moment, because we have a massive opportunity and I don't want to left any stone unturned.
Now, as the Tigers chairman, I've got no doubt that your phone ran hot last night after that interview. What's your reply to that?
Well, it did run hot last night and this morning. I've spoken with our CEO, and I don't want to speculate in a public forum exactly as to what Isaiah was intending to convey by those remarks. So we'll seek clarification today from his manager, but I don't put a lot of stock into it. I think what he was trying to say, I think if I read him correctly, is that he wants to focus on this year with Parramatta, which is fair enough. I would expect nothing different. But it's well known that we enjoy a contractual relationship with Isaiah, and we very much look forward to welcoming him to the club in 2023.
Well,
you'd like an answer from him, but like a little sooner than the off-season.
I expect there'll be phone calls made this morning for clarification, just to provide an opportunity for Isaiah and his manager to provide a little bit more depth to those comments last night. And as I say, but we're very comfortable where we sit. Isaiah has contracted with the West Tigers for 3 years, commencing 1 November. And as I say, we look forward to seeing him.
Now, we'll have to probe just a little further on behalf of Tigers fans, and they're stacked up on their decks, and others saying, look at the Roosters, Nick Politis gave Latrell Mitchell 7 days, whatever. If you got a Dorothy Dix answer from his manager today, have you thought about a deadline? Like saying, well, we do need to know. We do. You can't just be ducking and weaving here. I'm afraid, Lee, I don't cop the it's a distraction. That's not fair. He not fair to anyone here. He can find a day during his week on, maybe on his day off. He can sit down and understand there was a contract signed. Am I going to honour it or not? I'm sorry, I'm getting hard here, and I'm probably maybe speaking on behalf of a lot of Tigers fans here.
No, I don't necessarily disagree. But as I say, I don't put a lot of stock into what he was saying so far as it being anti-West Tigers or anti-contractual obligations. I think he may have been speculating as such about where his mindset is at the moment so far as his commitment to the rest of this year is with Parramatta. But as I say, if he wanted to say more, I'm sure he will, either himself directly or through his manager, and we'll deal with it. But at the moment, though, I don't want to read into his comments. I don't want to create any angst, of course, between the club and the player. So I'll try and put the most positive spin on it and just say that he's focused on the rest of this year. But as I say, we have a contract. It's in black and white. It's been signed by both parties, and we're very comfortable where we sit.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.